my husband and I went to our 20-week sonogram to find out whether the baby was a boy or a girl. And we went through a series of tests, none of which were very conclusive. All we really knew is that if I carried the baby to term and if he survived childbirth, that he would most likely not live very long at all. And at that point, the doctor brought up terminating the pregnancy. My husband and I were honestly relieved because the situation with the child seemed so dire, so bad. His health was so poor that for there to be an option to take him out of pain seemed a miracle to me at the time. Of course, it was so traumatic and difficult to be in an abortion clinic over 5 months pregnant with my belly showing, but I had to trust myself and my husband and my doctors in our situation and realize that I don't need other people to agree with my decision. It's really, at the end of the day, it's what's best for me and my family. At the time that Senate Bill 5 was on the floor, we didn't know how long it would take to go into effect. So we were looking into perhaps having the abortion in another state. I was very, very happy not to have to do that, but I could have afforded that. What concerns me is there's so many women who cannot afford to take off time. They cannot afford to drive to another state for an abortion. So today when I heard the SCOTUS decision, I was elated. I also think that there's a lot more to be done. A lot of times when we talk about abortion, we think about the fetus. I'd like for us to all to start thinking about the woman.